Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And I have to say this, you know.
You do have to. You're right.
I do. It's the Cinco de Mayo.
It is.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Well, it's kind of more of an Americanized Mexican celebration. Because over there, my family in Mexico is like, okay.
Yeah, no, my mother-in-law is going to the dentist today, and in fact, dental services in Mexico are open, for those of you who wondered.
Everything is open.
Yeah.
Everybody's working. But hey, here in the U.S., it's Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe we can make it like a national holiday and actually get like another day off. I'm down with that.
But, okay, so we have a show. We have a good show.
We do have a show. And, yes. And oh, I remember the other thing, podcasts. If you like this show or want to go back and browse any of the other shows or want to share one of these shows with anybody in the whole wide world, because the internet reaches everywhere, KXLRadio.com. And look for Let's Talk About It. Look for our podcasts, which are available at that website. So, good morning. Welcome. And we have a guest today. Her name is Alejandra Rodriguez. She is a social worker. High five.
Four.
I think you're high-fiving Alejandra for being a social worker. It's like, wow, there's a lot of joy today. The whole Cinco de Mayo spirit. All right. And she works for the Department of Social Services, which is a really, you know, appropriate place for a social worker to work. Right. Morning, Alejandra.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm happy to be here.
And you brought a topic today, huh?
I did.
Could you open up your little bag there and show us what your topic is?
Well, today we're going to be talking about foster care. It is Foster Care Month, and...
May is Foster Care Month.
May is Foster Care Month.
You know, it's a good month to have, because, you know, it's like spring, everything's going, you got your tax refund checks, everybody's happy with who they are still, it isn't really hot yet. So, good month. I mean, did you pick that personally, or was that...
No.
It's a national, probably.
It's nationally known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Foster
himself dedicated it to me. Yes.
But foster care, what is, I mean, we hear foster parents, you know, kids are foster kids. What is it all about?
So foster children, here in the county, in Imperial County, we have close to 300 foster children that are needing to be placed in homes while away from their biological families, whether it be their mother, father, grandparents, aunt, uncle. During this time, they're needing to be placed in a stable home. And so we look for families that are stable, that are willing to open up their hearts and homes to really a stranger that they're not related to, that they're just going to open their home up to a child in need. And so that's what we're here for. We're here to, you know, find more families that are willing to do that. It's a big... It's a big
responsibility,
and just you know, we ask a lot of these parents, of these foster parents, to be able to take care of a child that's not their own, and give them the love and the support that they would give their own child. And you know, there is a process. There's a background that is made. There's a licensing process that each home goes through to be able to get licensed and be placed with a child.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingüe, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.